Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I promised you the Ryan Clark stuff. Now we got a bonus. Clark, look, Kirk Cousins, if you're not caught up on it, he kind of went the Ivan Drago route. If he dies, he dies. But there was more to it. And in fairness to Cousins, look, the whole quote was, he's taking a different approach. He respects other people. He wears a mask because he wants to respect other people. But everything else he said was, well, frankly, disrespectful. Let me give you the quote, though, in its context. And I want to give you the clickbait. He was asked to elaborate on an answer he gave about, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your fear of coronavirus? If a 1 is masks are stupid and everyone are lemmings who wear them, and a 10 is, I'm not leaving my master bedroom for 10 years. Cousins replied, I'm not going to call anyone stupid for the trouble it would get me in, but I'm about a 0.00001. Okay, well, automatically, it's like the guy who says, look, dude, I'm not racist, but. So when asked to elaborate, here's what he said. I want to respect what other people's concerns are. For me personally, just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern? If you could get it, I would say I'm going to go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest approach. And just say, if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. Even if I die, I die. I am at peace about it. It really has nothing to do with my personal thoughts. He continued to say, wearing a mask is about being respectful to other people. So basically, Cousins created a situation where, hey, if no one else could get it, I just would go about my life. Well, Kurt, that's not a real situation. You know, like if MSU had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, I'd be happy. Like, well, that's not real. So you start with that comment. Now, look, he could feel whatever way he wants to feel. I'm not mad at him for it. I think it was a dumb thing to say. I think instead of being honest, he tried to be coy about it. Like, we know how you feel, dude. You just told us. So
Mike,
just say it.
Does it make a difference that this podcast apparently took place in July? It wasn't like it was done yesterday. Does that make a difference to you?
No, because to me, Rico, things started to get bad around Memorial Day and shortly after. And any time after Memorial Day, we've been in the thick of it. Are things getting a little bit better depending on where you are now, infection rates, etc.? Sure. I also would caution you that, you know, several states have just given up on testing. But whatever. My answer would be no, Rico. Not for me, personally. But Ryan Clark, who was on one of ESPN's 7,000 daily shows about stuff, he played with Cousins, and he went in on Cousins. Take a listen to this comment.
I know tough people. I know a ton of tough people. I play with tough people. Many of those tough people that I play with consider me a tough person. As someone here who has dealt with something that happened on the field that almost cost him his life, I agree with Dan. We are people who like to face adversity, who like to overcome obstacles, who have to prove day in and day out that we are different. Kirk Cousins ain't tough, y'all. This is not about toughness. Kirk Cousins ain't no tough dude. I played with Kirk. Kirk's a good football player. Kirk's a football player that will stand in and do things that quarterback has to do. If I had 10 people to take with me and say I want to take the 9, other toughest people that played on my team, Kirk Cousins wouldn't be in that group. I think when you make statements like this and you pound your chest like this, it doesn't show empathy for the people that have lost their lives to COVID-19. It doesn't show empathy for the people that have lost family members. And also when you think about protecting yourself and saying that you don't believe in certain things, if you have compassion, if you care about other people, you're going to do at least what is being mandated by the NFL, what's being mandated of you by your team, and listen to some of the things that are going on with the reports of what COVID-19 can do to certain people who are predisposed to having this disease take their lives or having this disease put them in a hospital, and at least try to protect them.
So that's pretty damning. Now, as luck would have it, Kirk Cousins had a microphone in front of him today. I have not listened to what his rebuttal is, but David says we have it. So why don't we take a listen to that?
You know, I went on that Kyle Brandt podcast about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago in July. And, you know, what I was trying to say back then, admittedly, I probably wasn't as clear as I would have liked to have been. But what I wanted to say then, what I would echo again now, is that while the virus does not give me a great amount of personal fear, you know, there's still great reason for me to engage in wearing a mask and social distancing and, you know, washing my hands as frequently as I can and following protocols that have been set in place. Obviously, to be respectful and considerate of other people, which is very important. But then also, you know, to be available for all 16 games this fall, because as the protocol is set up, if a player were to test positive, they would be potentially out of a game or games. And so, you know, there's plenty of reasons to wear a mask, social distance, and be very vigilant to help stop the spread of the virus. So that was the heart behind what I was trying to say in July. Admittedly, I didn't say it as clear as I would have liked to. So I just want to, you know, share that same message again and hopefully articulate it a little bit better. But that has always been my heart and is again now, just trying to say that. So,
Rico, you get the first swing. We've heard all the relevant commentary, whatever direction you want to go. Let's roll.
Mike, I guess the biggest question I have is why today did this come out for something that happened in July? I guess somebody finally took a listen to the podcast and like, ooh, look what
Cousins
had to say.
Well, maybe the podcast just got released. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I listened to Bob Brandt's 10 questions. Like,
right.
There are football pods I care about. That just doesn't happen to be one of them. Maybe it just came out today. I can't answer that.
Yeah, Ryan Clark. Well, Cousins, let me finish with Clark. But Cousins coming back out and kind of clarifying, I think it was a lot what we said earlier in the show. This is how I feel about it. You're not going to change my mind, but I respect. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. I'm going to wear the mask. I'm going to do the proper protocol. I'm going to social distance. It's not something I think he personally believes, but he understands this is the world that we're in, and when I have to do it, I'll do it. Now, Ryan Clark just decided he kind of went a little ham on him. If there was 10 other guys I had to go out in the field with that was tough guys, he wouldn't be one of them. I that sounds like there's a little bit more to that than just what Cousins had to say earlier on that podcast.
No, and again, this is why I didn't flip out at the start of the show. It's why I didn't engage in cancel culture. I don't think what Cousins said, I think you could critique it. I think you could disagree with it. And I did. I don't think somehow Cousins is like this evil human being. I just think he revealed how he feels. And you have a position of power. And I think if you're not sending the right message right now, that's irresponsible. And the right message is, wear a mask, socially distance, let's try to get through this, right? Like,
right.
That's it. And if you're out there and you're preaching the opposite, you're going against science. And we talked about this. Like, I don't want to have the argument anymore. For all the people who just want to go back and do whatever it is they want to do, like, I'm at a point where it's like, you know what? F it. Open up everything, do everything, and let the idiots go out and do it. Yeah, and you know who's going to have to pay for it? People like me.
No, people like me.
Because I'll have to pay for you while you're on your breathing box or when your Nona dies. So, like, it's just one of those things. Like, I'm not worried about dying. But all through the pandemic, all I said is, if we all buy in, we can get through this. I don't want to get my parents sick. I don't want to get a total stranger sick. I'm good. I know I'll be okay. Although right now I'm questioning that as my friend, who's in his mid-40s, is on day 11 of not being able to get out of bed and battling COVID. And it's not good. And it's definitely not the flu. So I just want to make sure I'm giving you like a real life example here of someone who I'm very close to. So like, that's my tenor. And that's how I sounded. I think Cousins spoke his mind and now he's been called out for it. So now today he presented a very thoughtful message. But I don't know. It's probably because he was taking heat for it.
Yeah, he probably got a phone call from Viking management and said, hey, Kirk, could you kind of clean this up? Go back and re-explain
try
this
again.
Yeah, we're going to hit the reset button. It is. It's about image. It's about how the perception. Mike, it was something I was talking with Hatchet yesterday. It's perception of why, you know, they're socially distanced in the NBA bubble. They've all been tested. None of them have it. In theory, they don't need to wear masks. They can just talk to each other and do whatever. But it's the perception that when they do the interviews, they have the microphone, somebody's holding it, the reporter has on a mask, and they stay away from each other. Why? It's the image that we're trying to be responsible.
Optics is the word you're looking for.
Yes, the optics. Because I'm looking at like everybody around the sidelines. Why are you in a mask? You're in the bubble. You don't have it. You can just sit there and watch the game. But the optic says we must look as if we are totally vigilant right to this cause.
I think it's an interesting conversation. I'm good with it. Like, I don't think that Kirk Cousins should be launched into space.
No.
It's just,
we ask athletes all the time to give us your opinion. Don't give us canned answers. I mean, what do we always bash Stafford for? Because you know what he's going to say as soon as he gets up there. And Cousins said how he felt. I can't get angry at him. And he did it in a very respectful way both times. Now, you may disagree with what he said, but he wasn't disrespectful. He wasn't guy at Walmart trying to tell you about how this ain't America and he has rights. He didn't go that route. That I can't breathe and how dare you tell me what to do and flip out and have to get picked up by his sons and carried out of a Trader Joe's. He didn't go that route. He simply said how he said. I respect that. I disagreed with some, but he was very respectful. And then he came back to clarify because, you know, Vikings brass was like, yeah, Kirk, we're going to try this again. We're going to try this again. You're trending right now. My kid said you're trending. Yeah, get in there and fix it. Okay.
My kids tell me you're trending.
Right. I don't know what this means, but you're trending. Fix this and have a great day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.